Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess this next guest, our interview, should come with a little bit of a disclaimer because we are going to be talking about the Rams. And I was going to make a joke about it kind of being a four-letter word down here in these parts after the no call. But it is. The Rams. Four letters. Nonetheless, JB Long, voice of the LA Rams, joining us now at JB underscore Long. JB, how are you?
I'm great. That's quite an introduction, and I appreciate the invitation. I did not expect it. Not this summer, maybe not this year, maybe not ever again. But I've always enjoyed our time together, and thanks for being graceful.
JB, look, honestly, it's starting to become a little bit in the rearview mirror, if that makes any sense for the fans. They're starting to put it behind them a little bit, but it'll never be out of sight for them.
I understand, and I'll never forget the way that I saw it and described it live as it happened, that it could have and maybe even should have been a penalty. And upon further review, that was certainly the case. So, no mistake, I understand where your fan base is coming from, but I also don't make any apologies on behalf of our own, of course.
Sure, of course. JB Long, let's get to this year's Rams team. Are there any signs whatsoever, because what I've watched of the Rams from afar, I don't see it, but are there any signs of a Super Bowl hangover?
Only time will tell, and I'm not even sure that as of week one we'll know for certain. But I think given this form, it's an interesting conversation to have because, like, what's – hey, buddy, I got my three-year-old in the car.
That's
here.
Okay. That's
matter.
Awesome.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I can hear him singing. What was he singing?
I don't know. When the Saints go marching in, probably. I compare where the Rams are at emotionally to, like, where are the Saints and those who have endured the two previous exits from the postseason and their offseason, right? Like, I think all kinds of things that happen, and I'll take you off the Bluetooth here so you don't have to hear him anymore.
That's okay. I have kids. I have boys, so I get it, man.
Yeah. Well, all sorts of things happen over the course of a season that influences where a team is at in terms of their motivation, in terms of their physical and emotional stature. And I think the Rams have done the best they possibly can to take what was a condensed offseason and make sure that not just the players, but I think the coaching staff is as refreshed as can be. I mean, Sean McVay and everyone who works with and for him, they went the distance too. And I think doing little things like canceling two out of three, mini camp days along the path of the summer, hopefully will put them in a refreshed, re-energized, and a position to go out and complete their unfinished business, just as I know that Sean Payton and the Saints feel the same way.
JB, what did Sean McVay, you think, take away and learn from his first Super Bowl appearance? Because you'd like to think, as young as he is and as bright as he is, you didn't see the last of Sean McVay, or Jared Goff for that matter, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right to tag that with Jared Pierce. It's interesting. I think rather effectively the way that McVay has absorbed the criticism and taken the blame for that loss. And certainly he, deserves his portion. There's no mystery about that as the head coach and the play caller. But I also think he's probably absorbed some of that should be attributed to the players themselves, because ultimately, that's who decides the game. And Jared played maybe his worst game of the season, certainly of the postseason, and other players certainly, whether it's the offensive line or Brandon Cooks or, plenty of blame to go around, I guess. But to your question about McVay, I mean, I think he has reminded us that he's only 2 years into this, and going up against one of the best who's ever done it in Bill Belichick, there were certainly lessons to be learned, whether it's maybe looking at too deep a history of who they have been schematically, not only 2018, but even years prior and Super Bowls prior. And then not being nimble enough to adjust on the fly when he did have a firm grasp of what they were trying to do defensively against him, which this is an oversimplification, but it amounted to basically seeing if Jared Goff could beat them for four quarters.
JB Long, voice of the Los Angeles Rams Camp Chronicles here on Sports Talk at JB underscore Long. And JB, when you talk about, whenever I hear blueprints, right, I think that's sometimes an overused term when, they put out the blueprint on beating so-and-so, But do you expect teams to do a lot more of what the Patriots did in that Super Bowl? In other words, kind of sit in one defense after the play clock passes 15 seconds and the headphones are shut off, they kind of morph into a different defense. The Rams had a hard time with that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think to the extent that teams and their personnel and their defensive coordinators are able to mimic that, and to
the extent
that it works into 2019, they'll try. But I think if you look at the teams that have been able to tamp down what Sean and the Rams have done through two seasons, you have to have a pretty elite group defensively, not just in terms of talent, but in terms of mental acuity and veteran experience. And then most specifically, I think you have to have elite interior defensive linemen. And whether it's the Vikings, the Bears, the Eagles, the Patriots, they were able to do that with a pretty unique subset of a defensive front. And I think the Saints have that talent to do it as well. But it's not a very long list of teams in the National Football League that have that ability. And then on the Rams side of the equation, they're not standing pat either. I mean, they're replacing John Sullivan, who has aged out of the league, with a redshirt freshman center, and next to him at left guard, another redshirt freshman replacing Roger Saffold. So they're trying to get a little bit younger, a little bit more physically gifted at those positions to combat, I think, what some defenses did successfully against them. And, you know, almost to a team, those are playoff teams and Super Bowl contenders that had the talent to disrupt what McVay and Goff had done so well all year.
JB, Saints travel out to L.A. in week two to tangle with the Rams, kind of a budding rivalry that we've had going on, in particular since both of them have left the NFC West, the old NFC West, here as of late. Are you surprised that the networks didn't put that in a primetime Monday night or Sunday night game? I think they missed an opportunity there.
You know, I would be curious to see behind the curtain how that all went down, because I don't think it's actually maybe even their choice. I think Fox fought pretty hard and, you know, whatever choice they had in the lottery system to make sure they protected that as their national game of the week. So that, you know, the Buck and the Aikman crew would have that opportunity to host that game again.
JB Long, voice of the Los Angeles Rams. We appreciate the visit, man. Thanks.
Yeah, sorry for the group discussion here with my toddler, but we'll try and do better next time.
That 3-year-old, I'm sure, is very, very precious, so no worries.
Take care. Looking forward to hosting you all in week two.
Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.